word now and your encouragement through them. Thanks, Kath. Amen.
Good morning, everybody. It's great to see your smiling faces on this beautiful day. I'd like to pray for us from Ephesians 1. If you agree with what I say, please feel free to say yes or amen at the end. Let's pray. We ask you, glorious Father and God of our Lord Jesus Christ, to give us your Spirit. Spirit, please make us wise and let us understand what it means to know Father God. Our prayer is that your light will flood our hearts and that we will understand the hope that you have given to us when God chose us. Then we will discover the glorious blessings that will be ours together with all God's people. Amen. I'd like to start by reminding us of what our speaker last week, Andy Frost, encouraged us to do. He encouraged us to daily breathe in and remember who we are in God, and to breathe out to share his grace, truth, and hope with others. So today, we'll be breathing in during this time so that we can continue to breathe out God's love to others throughout the week. As you know, we're studying the book of Ephesians. There's so much packed into the book of Ephesians. So if you haven't read it all, I would really encourage you to give it a read and let the words sink in. I'm just going to share my slide. Oops, that's the wrong one. Oh, just a moment. Here we go again. That's better. Cool. So we're going to read, we're going to concentrate on these verses today. So I'll just read it again. For it is by grace you have been saved through faith. And this is not of your own doing. It is the gift of God, not a result of works, so that no one may boast. To some of us, that verse may be very familiar, but others of us may not have come across it before. So let's try and see what the verses are saying to us. To help us unpack this, I've asked Lois and Ellie to do their activity ahead of time so that we can show it to you today. So Matt, would we be able to spotlight Lois first and then Ellie? Can you spot them? Lois, you may need to unmute yourself and speak, and then I think you may come into the spotlight.
Hi.
Hey, there we go. Hello, Lois. Nice to see you. Would you like to show us what you've created?
Yeah, so I made this box.
Oh, lovely. That's really pretty. Thank you. And what do you like about receiving gifts?
What I like about receiving gifts is the excitement of not knowing what you're going to get. And I like that you can do something with your gift, especially if it's something fun and that I wanted. I also like the element of surprise and the fact that someone has thought of you.
Oh, that's lovely. That's really great. Thank you so much, Lois. And thank you for doing your beautiful craft before Sunday. Thank you. Okay, over to Ellie, if we can. Ellie, you might need to unmute yourself and speak as well, and then you might come into the screen.
Hi.
Hey, there we go. Hello, Ellie. And would you like to show us what you've created?
I made this
Oh, that's beautiful and really, really sweet and small. That's lovely.
Yeah. My mom said that there's something inside it.
In front where everyone can see.
Oh, and what have you got inside your box?
Earrings.
Lovely. That's nice. And why do you like receiving gifts?
I like the moment before it, where it's kind of expectation and like excitement before you open it, like wondering what you're going to get.
Cool. That's great. Thank you. And thank you for making your box ahead of time. That was really lovely. Thank you so much. That's great. Cool. Thank you, girls. That's really lovely for to share your crafts with us this morning. No, not yet. I just want to talk about gifts because gifts are free. We don't pay for them. We don't need to earn them. They are completely free. And that is what I enjoy about gifts. So I'm going to just share my screen again. So God has given us his free gift. He has given us the gift of grace. What do we think about the word grace? What do we think it means? When I was living in my parents' house, it was the prayer that we said before every meal. It was also my grandmother's name. Nowadays, we don't use that word very much. So I want to remind us of what God's grace is. If you're as old as me, you may remember the acrostic where the first letter of each line spells a word. Oh, sorry, I'm just having trouble with my PowerPoint. Sorry, I'm just going to bring up my screen again. So the acrostic is God's riches at Christ's expense. So God has given us his great riches, but Jesus has paid for them. Let that sink in a moment. God has given us his great riches, but Jesus has paid for them. We have been saved and given life, a life of freedom. We don't have to be stuck with the past baggage. Jesus has paid for us to be free. Right, I'm just having a little trouble with my PowerPoint, so I'm going to have to manually change it each time. So bear with me a moment. There we go. God has given us life. We couldn't do anything to give ourselves life, but God has created us and brought us into being.
Might be worth a quick tap on the screen or with your mouse, Kath. Sometimes there's an issue with Zoom and PowerPoint catching up with each other.
Thank you.
Either enter or click just to give it a go, save you.
Great. Hopefully you can see a picture of somebody walking away. Is that right?
Yay.
Great. Thank you. Cool. So, as I said, God has given us life. We couldn't do anything to give ourselves life, but God created us and brought us into being. However, the Bible says in Romans that we've all sinned and we've all fallen short of God's glory. So we've walked away from God and chosen to go our own way. But as we read in the book of John, God so loved the world that he gave us Jesus, so that whoever believes in him will be saved. What does that mean? He chose to buy us back. That's what we mean when we say saved. Jesus paid for us to be free, and we have a choice to accept that free gift of life or not. We've been given freedom to know him and live in freedom, even though we don't deserve it. You may have seen these paintings by Charlie McKeezy. He's the author of the popular book, The Boy, the Mole, the Fox and the Horse. These pictures are called The Prodigal Son and The Prodigal Daughter. They depict the moment the prodigal child came back into the arms of the father. If you don't know the story of the prodigal son, I would really encourage you to read it from Luke 15. It talks about the father's longing for the son to come back and enjoy all that he has for him. So why should little old me and you living in Exeter or Hatherley or Taunton or Yatton be given free access to the great King of Kings, the great creator of the universe, the one who can't have sin in his presence? Why should we be given freedom? Because God has lavished his love upon us. The God who created the universe loves you. He created you, and he still loves you. With all your warts and all, he loves you. He wants to give you the best life you can possibly have. He wants to lavish his love upon you. I could say that over and over again. He loves you. But do you believe it? Do we believe it? If we believe that God loves us, it is life-changing. If we believe it a little bit, it's a little bit life-changing. But the more we understand it, the more life-changing it is. Are we doing what Andy Frost encouraged us to do last week? Are we breathing in God's love for us on a daily basis so that we can take it in and believe it more each day? This is a picture of me as a teenager. I thought I'd throw that one in for a laugh. I had a very blessed upbringing. I knew my parents loved me. However, when I was a teenager, I probably didn't believe it as much as I do now. I didn't really like some of the restrictions they gave me. I had to be home at 10:30 at night. And I remember being told at least once, no, you cannot drive your motorbike without a tax disc. It is illegal. They were really good parents, but I didn't appreciate it at the time. The more I got to know my parents, the more I chat to them and listen to them, the more I understood and accepted their love for me. But that didn't come straight away. It's the same with God. The more time we spend with him, listening to him and chatting to him, the more we understand his love for us. Sometimes we don't understand the things that happen to us. But if we turn to God, read his words and listen to him, his gift of life and love will shine through. Jesus needed to spend time with listening to the Father when he was on earth. We need to do it too. So, have we accepted the gift of God's love for us? Do we live a life walking in freedom with Jesus, that Jesus has bought for us? Have we opened all the gifts that Jesus died to give us? Or are they still wrapped up looking pretty in the corner? If any of your answers are no, then please talk to the prayer team at the end of the service or chat with your discipleship group and explore this more, because God does not want you to miss out. I'd like to pray for us. Father, we ask that you will highlight areas in our lives where you want us to accept more of your love and gift of freedom. We want to be able to enjoy all that you have given us freely. Please give us the courage to ask for help in these areas. Thank you that you are longing to help us. We give you praise today. Amen. Dave is now going to lead us in a time of reflection.